Even if this doesn't work out, I know that I'm going to be able to pick up the pieces and try something else great.
You're listening to the Dare to Be Different podcast, a podcast for people who want to live an extraordinary life. On this week's episode, Joe and Alicia talk about some of the most intense challenges of their lives. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Dare to Be Different podcast. My name's Joe, and I am so glad to be here with my wife, my life partner, my best friend, and today's co-host, Alicia. How are you today?
Oh, good.
That was a big intro there, huh?
It was exciting.
It was. So the Dare to Be Different podcast is all about living an extraordinary life. And I cannot wait, because we're actually going to talk about the fact that having an extraordinary life, living an extraordinary life, means giving up a normal one. But before we do that, I want to talk about, can you let everybody know the values that we feel encompass an extraordinary life?
Sure, there's five. It's adventurous.
Yes, adventurous.
So I'm doing a really good job so far.
So far,
so
yes.
Nailing this.
Awesome.
So adventurous, honest, passionate, healthy, and grateful.
Yeah, and those were all words of the year that we had come up with in the past. And as we were, you know, as we were looking at this podcast and looking at how we live our lives and how we want to live our lives and run our businesses, we said, look, if we can nail these five things, we think that we're on our path to have an extraordinary life.
Sure.
So anyway, today, like I said, I want to talk about the fact that living an extraordinary life means giving up a normal one. One of the things that we hear a lot is your lives are absolutely crazy. I mean, I'm sure you've heard that probably five times in the last week or so, right?
Right, yeah. Your life must be insane. I don't know what, you know, how you guys do all the things that you're doing, all the different, you know, things that we're into right now, but normal is just something, you know, foreign to us, I guess. The quote normal, the June Cleaver, you know, kind of world, and you know, he goes to work in the morning and comes back at 5:30, and you know, everything's just
same old.
Yeah, every day same thing, Monday through Friday, and you know, weekends we do same things over and over again. It's just not like that for us.
Yeah, and one of the things that you know, I was just thinking about that because I just yesterday somebody had mentioned that to me. Like, you know, I cannot believe how out of the ordinary your life is. Like, how do you do that and things like that? And I was just thinking, like, you just simply can't. You can't have a normal life and an extraordinary life. Like, they are diametrically opposed. They just, you can't do them both.
No, and I don't think that normal, you know, whenever some people think of normal, they think of a routine or, you know, consistency or stability. There are certain routines that we do. There's certain stabilities that are there. It's not, you know, fly by the seat of your pants and everybody's, you know, going with like a chicken with your head cut off all the time. That's not what, you know, an extraordinary life is. It's setting a foundation as well, you
sure.
know, to move forward in a somewhat patterned way, but letting go of some preconceived ideas.
Yeah, and one of the things that I think a lot of our listeners, again, if you're listening to this, more than likely you're not satisfied with an average everyday life. And as I was, you know, I was reading and thinking about this, I truly believe that not everybody is cut out for an extraordinary life. Some people just aren't willing to, they're not willing to do what it takes to make that step and put themselves out there and do something above and beyond. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's
no.
just a choice that everybody has to make on their own.
Yeah. And some people are just, you know, they find great comfort in, you know, routine and stability and just, you know, the securities that might come with all of those things. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's, everybody's different, you know, to each his own. But, you know, for us, we've just kind of chosen a little bit of a different way.
Yeah. And there's a quote by a guy named Jim Collins who wrote a book, Good to Great, and it's one of my favorite books. And I definitely suggest that anybody that wants to live an extraordinary life or wants to do great things, read this book. It's really fantastic. But he has a quote. It says, "Good is the enemy of great," and that is one of the key reasons why we have so little that becomes great. Few people attain great lives, in large part because it is so easy to settle for a good life. I just think that's so profound. It is. It's so easy to say, this is it. I'm going to, go do my 9-to-5 every day, and retire when I'm 65. And hopefully I get a couple good years after that to really enjoy life. And that's probably most people. But there's a huge sacrifice that, when that happens, like you're literally sacrificing having a great life by settling for a good life.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it just takes a lot for somebody to talk themselves into, breaking out of a comfort zone or taking that next step that might feel a little unsure or out of their, normal box that they've, kind of lived within for however long, many years, or even just right away, or the securities that you think that, inside the box holds. But to break out of that, I think takes a lot of courage and a lot of, there's a lot of risk.
Yeah.
That sometimes it's just not okay with some people.
Yeah. And there's risk. There's also sacrifice. So, let's just talk about, some of the things that are on our list. So healthy, to have a healthy, physical life, you have to sacrifice maybe sitting around on the couch, when you should be at the gym.
Right.
You have to sacrifice, your love of Big Macs for some carrot sticks. And the same thing with, being adventurous. You have to give up some of your security of your day to day to actually go out and have some of those adventures that maybe they don't work out the best way, but you have to give up that normal day and say, hey, I'm going to have an adventurous day.
Yeah. And I think that fear of, what you might think is going to happen in your mind, like if for example, an adventurous thing, oh, you want to go out and take that hike through the woods, but what if I get lost? Oh my gosh, what if I get lost? And take yourself down this rabbit trail in your mind where you're so worried about getting lost or getting hurt or falling and nobody can find you. And, you end up somehow in your mind, the person that has to like cut off their arm to survive, to dig yourself out of some cliff that you fell into. And it's this big thing that people like,
Nicholas, how many times has that happened to you as
people get carried away as you were hiking,
that you had to like cut your arm off because of a hike?
It's a dangerous place.
Well, I
to
have
go
no
mentally.
Arms anymore. So.
Like, well, Nicholas has gone on two hikes and now he's armless. So.
He does all of our tech stuff
no,
with his
I don't
nose.
Hike.
I'm just saying, like, in your mind, you can take yourself to such a place with concerns of what could happen and the fears that are there that are, most times unjustified or just concerns that you'd let accelerate into, crippling fears that you just don't get off the couch that day. You just go, well, all these horrible things could happen. Or, I want to get out of the house with my kids. I don't know, I'm just kind of tired of being, the stay-at-home mom is tired of being within the four walls of their home and they want to take their kids out. Well, what if I go out and one of them catches a cold? What if I this? What if I that? And, you mm-hmm. get yourself into such a, mental uproar almost that you stay home and never have any of those adventures and you never get out. And so you just stay home and do nothing. I think that's a lot of people do that.
Yeah. And even, looking at, so we talked about being adventurous. We talked about, healthy, being grateful. A lot of times if you choose to live a grateful life, you have to give up the miserable, life that you had before, where you're blaming other people and, unthankful for things in your life. If you want to live a grateful life, you have to give up that. If you want to live an honest life, you might have to break down some walls so that people can actually see the real you.
Right.
And so again, some of those things, there's a trade-off for having this extraordinary life. And I was thinking through some things that we've had. So three things that we had to sacrifice to live an extraordinary life. And these are kind of big topics that we can talk about. But the first, you'd brush on this: security and certainty. We gave that up a long time ago. You know, there's just simply, you know, for us to start businesses and do all of those types of things, there's just no possible way you can do something extraordinary, you know, and still have this sense of security. It's they're almost impossible to have at the same time.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, there's not much to be said there.
You already said it.
Good. And that's not for everybody. There's 100%. That is not for everybody. And this isn't just financial security, but it's in a lot of things. You know, we have to give up the comfortable to have something great.
Right. And it's not for, you know, everybody kind of always asks me, like, did you think this was going to be, you know, FlexGrown was going to be as successful as it was? Did you ever think that it would turn into what it turned into? Like, how did you possibly make the switch, and, you know, for your family to support, you know, FlexScreen and Joe and, you know, all the things, when it meant leaving, you know, certain securities and stabilities behind?
Yeah, we had really nice income before FlexScreen started.
We did. But, you know, behind all that, I kind of always knew we were going to be okay. Like, we were going to, no matter what happens, so we try this, we're going to be okay. We're hardworking. We're dedicated people. We're not going to, you know, fail at really any job or task or, you know, challenge that was put before us because of, you know, we're both driven. We're both hardworking people, sacrificial people that would make anything work, you know. So I think that that's
a really good point.
I don't think that it's for someone who maybe, you know, honestly, know yourself well enough to know, listen, I'm going to probably give up partway through this and it's not really going to work. Then, hey, don't get out of the box. Stay in the box. The box is good for you. You know, it's for the people that have the core drive almost. I don't know really how to say that. Like the push, the, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So having the dream of doing something big, You have to give up this security and certainty, but you also have to have this trust in yourself that even if this doesn't work out, I know that I'm going to be able to pick up the pieces and try something else great.
Yeah, if this doesn't work and, you know, I have to go sell cars, then I'm going to sell a heck of a lot of cars. You know, I'm going to, you know, do whatever you're going to do.
Or have the, again, we're talking about starting businesses. That's kind of, that's what we're kind of, our minds around that. But even going, I have the ability to downgrade. And I have no problem with that. If I have to drive an old clunker car or get a smaller house or rent or whatever, if it comes down to it, that isn't a viable option. And I'm not going to let that uncertainty, you know, of what might happen be the thing that doesn't allow me to do a great thing.
Right.
So the second thing is fear of judgment. And I think this is huge. Anything that you try to do that is outside the ordinary opens you up for judgment. It's just that simple.
Yes, for sure.
So, you know, whether it's starting a business, starting a podcast, getting in shape, whatever that thing is, as soon as you put yourself out there and say, I am going to do something different than what everybody else is doing, you open yourself up for judgment, ridicule, you know, people talking behind your back, et cetera, et cetera. And that's a tough one for people to get over a lot of times.
I honestly don't care what people think. I think that we both kind of possess that to a certain degree. But, you know, it's for people who really care what other people think about them, which, you know, really kind of isn't for us. It doesn't pertain to us as much. But some people can be so concerned about what someone else would think that, you know, maybe even a parent or, you know, their best friends or their closest people. And they're like, well, what would they think if I, you know, go and start up this business or go to the gym every day? And somebody's always going to be standing in the sidelines going, oh, did you see her or him or whoever, you know, doing this thing. Oh, if that was me, I would this. If that was me, I would do it this way or that way, you know, and everybody has some input on how they would do it better or different, or questioning why you're doing things, or, you know, what you have going on that you're all of a sudden trying to get in shape or whatever it is. It just doesn't matter. You know, at the end of the day, they're not going to put their head on their pillow the same as you are. Like, you're the one putting your head on your pillow and going, like, this is my life and I'm pushing it in the direction that we want it to go, you know, not with regard to what other people are saying or thinking, you know. And it's not saying, you know, start some business that literally makes no sense. You know, I'm not saying, like, do something stupid that could be hurtful for your life. You should have people around you that are honest enough with you that, you know, you value their opinion and they're not judgmental, that you could go to for advice or counsel that you really trust. That's not what I'm saying. You know, like, I'm not saying disregard everyone. You know, there's certain value in getting advice on things too.
Yeah, we're not talking about reaching out for people that for wisdom sake and advice sake. We're just talking about the people that have, you know, decided that they're going to live an ordinary life shouldn't be the deciding factor on whether you do.
Right.
Whatever they're thinking about what you're trying to accomplish. You know, and I, again, I don't want to talk about Shark Tank as an overriding theme in everything that we do, but I do like talking about it. But, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, for me, that's probably the most extreme example that I will have in my life of, you know, having this fear of judgment, you know, and having that as, and saying, I don't care. And so, I mean, you go on Shark Tank, you're opening yourself up to judgment for millions and millions and millions of people.
Yeah.
And you have no idea how it's going to, you know, how it's going to turn out. And you have to be okay with going, I know that no matter what happens, somebody is going to judge me. Good, bad, you know, and even though it was a great episode and things worked out really well for us, if you go online, there's tons of people that are judging me. And
sure there are.
there are. And you just have to say, you know what? It doesn't matter. I have my eye on this goal. I have this eye on this prize, and there's nothing that somebody's going to say that is going to stop me or change my opinion of myself as I'm going towards this.
Right.
And that takes a lot of, again, not saying that, trust me, I'm still working through this, but that takes a lot of character to be able to do that, and you know, to get there takes some practice, and so you have to start small sometimes with that. You know, where you just go and look, I want to do this great thing, which means I can't drive, you know, an $80,000 car. I need to save some money, so I'm going to drive around a clunker because I have my eye on this prize, and I don't care that my family, you know, is embarrassed that they, you know, ride around. It just doesn't matter. Whatever that case may be. Or I'm going to start a podcast and I'm going to put my thoughts out to the world, and some people are going to make fun of me, or they're not going to want to listen, or whatever the case may be, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. So don't listen. You know, it's the walk a mile in someone else's shoes, you know, and it's, you know, no one truly knows what it has taken to, you know, get to the place where we're at or live the life that we've lived. You know, it's like being concerned about the people on the sidelines with the pointing fingers when no one's actually truly walked in our shoes. They don't know all the ins and outs, or, you know, somebody judging you for, oh, they can run your business better than you or whatever. The fact of the matter is they're not running your business, you know, or they're not living our life, or they're not raising our children, and they're not, you know, they don't understand completely what, you know, goes into the decisions that we're making to live the life that we're living. So, you know, it's also, you know, I just feel like if you're the person on the sidelines with the judging fingers pointing at someone, you know, you might want to reevaluate and think, like, you know, I don't know, just do a little introspection. And
Why
am I doing that? Like, where's this coming from? Is it, you know,
is it jealousy?
Is it, or is it just insecurities, or is it someone in your life that's telling you can't do it, or is it, you know, you actually want to do something and Fear is holding you back. Like, why are you acting the way you are? You know, why aren't you cheering them on instead of pointing the fingers? You know, so that's, you know, just another side of it to look at. Not that that was the intention in this podcast, but
no, that's,
you know,
that's a great
kind
point,
of a
though.
Point that goes along with it, you know.
Yeah, if you're hypercritical of people that are right. trying to do better things.
Why?
Yeah, what's, like, what's, what is missing from your life that, yeah. you know, that maybe you could improve that helps you get rid of that critical nature?
Or even at that, like, does it matter? Right. Does it matter what they're doing? Yeah. You know?
Just shut up and mind your own business.
Is it that important to you what, you know, someone else is doing that you feel like you need to occupy your mind space and maybe someone else's time by telling them about how you disagree with what they're doing or can't understand it or whatever? You know, at the end of the day, you know, are you loving the people well in your life? You know, right. are you supporting them? And does it really matter at the, you know, I don't know. Does it really matter to you that much that you would cause that much negativity and judgment in your life?
Sure. So the last thing that, again, this is not an all-encompassing list, but this is just the last thing that we really had to overcome was other people's definition of success. So, you know, we have to define what an extraordinary life means for us.
Right.
We can't do that for other people. Because, you know, either we're not going to shoot high enough or we're going to put our own bias into what that looks like. So the fact of the matter is each person has to go, this is what I want life to look like. And again, from I want to start my own business. I want to have freedom. I want to do this. I want to be healthy. Whatever those things are. Yeah. I want to have better relationships. Whatever that thing is that you're saying, this defines an extraordinary life. That has to be your definition, not somebody else's.
Yeah, and it's the definition of an extraordinary life, but it's also the definition of success is what you were talking about. You know, is it your definition of success is, you know, paying off your house as quickly as possible so that you can, you know, have all the money in the bank? Or is it, you know, pay off your house when it's time and travel more and enjoy the things or do the activities or have the adventures or, you know, what is it to you? You can't let your definition of that define how you treat other people because their definition is different than yours.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, you know, we have a certain definition that includes businesses and things like that. And that's not for everybody.
No.
And there's people that are great friends of ours that we look at and go, wow, they have a really successful life and they have a 9-to-5 job and they are living an extraordinary life. It has nothing to do with financial success. It has nothing to do with, they're just happy people. They have great relationships and that to them is an extraordinary life. And that's amazing that they define that in that way. Ours is a little crazier, you know?
It is, but, you know, that's...
Neither one of them are wrong.
No one's wrong, right. It's so, you know, we have to be able to support the people that, you know, live the, quote, normal to us, you know, from the outside looking in. But that's what's important to them. That's what's important to, you know, their values and what is important to them is how they're ultimately living their life. I hope, anyway. You know, and if it's not, then do something about it. You know, it's like, you know, people complain about something that they don't like in their life. They hate their job. They hate this. They hate that. It's like, change it, you know, do something about it or don't. Quit complaining about it, you know? So
I found this quote and I don't know who wrote it, but I just really, really liked it. It says, at some point I realized that I had to give up other people's definition of success. This is one of the most difficult things to give up because it is so deeply embedded in our cultural narratives, that it becomes the standard by which we measure our lives. That's deep. Even as entrepreneurs, we have collectively agreed that fame and fortune are the markers of success. And again, if you talk to most entrepreneurs, most business leaders, there's some truth to that, that fame and success, if they point to something that says, hey, this is how I know my business is successful, it's fame and fortune. Like if you're the best in your industry and you've made a lot of money, you define that as a success because that's what the culture tells us it is. It says, but giving up other people's definition of success is incredibly liberating and ultimately leads to the fullest expression of who you are and what matters to you. It's not a one-time thing. It's a daily habit of comparing less and creating more. You know, social media so plays into that cultural How did they, let me open this back up, how did they, cultural narrative, social media plays into that, you know, because we are defining ourselves by what we see on social media, which is the cultural narrative. That's the thing that we point at and say, this must be what culture, what our culture says is right, because that's what we see on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and all that stuff. But if we define ourselves by that, we really pigeonhole ourselves.
Yeah, I, you know, it's all about someone else's definition, and you're trying to internalize that and make it yours, you know. So if success is the fame and fortune, you know, well, you were already on TV, you know, so now what, you know?
Right.
So, like, what's next for you? Where's your success lie? Is that
the
it?
Fortune
just,
would be fun.
You know, yeah, right? That would be great.
If we could do both of those, that'd be amazing.
So, you know, do you just wipe your hands of it and just go, okay, done, now what? You know, and you're left in this pit of, you know, I don't know what's next, and I have nothing
right
to accomplish now. There's nothing on your checklist. You know, what happens in the, what is it, you know, however many minutes of fame on, you know, I say fame, but it's,
yeah,
you know, we don't really think that it's, I don't know, I don't think you're famous yet. You know,
that
I'm
was,
not going to
yeah
have you sign anything. So, but
yeah, that's as famous as I'm going to get. Let's be honest. Like,
as
that,
famous
that was
as
it
you think you are.
Yeah.
So, you know, but then what after that? What comes next? You know, is there something that, you know, other than the fame that you personally were after? Or, you know, I hope there is. I hope that it's not like, well, now I arrived and, you know, there's nothing else waiting for me.
Right.
You know, I just think that it's a continuation. It's, you know, life is not a once I reach this goal, once I reach the next goal, once I get married, once I have kids, once I, you know, buy a house, once I, you know, whatever.
There's always that
these
next
success,
thing that
yeah
society and is saying, here's your next step,
here's your next
step.
Now you have to hurry up and rush to retire so that you can actually enjoy your life. You know, so there's always going to be something that, you know, you're pushing towards, but are you satisfied where you're currently at?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. If you always let others define your success, you will never reach it.
Yeah.
And
what happens if you actually reach this thing that is so defined in your mind as success, then what happens after that? You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, we've talked about this a lot. We live in a house that when we were in our 20s, looking at our first house, we never could have dreamed that, like, the life that we have now is something that we never could have dreamed about when we were in our 20s.
No, not when we're, like, you know, raising four babies and, you know, trying to make ends meet and doing whatever we can to make that possible and give ourselves a good life, you know. We just never really even could. We're so busy living that life that I don't think that we allowed ourselves time to dream and then dream bigger. And then, you know, people that were living the life that we currently have, it was just, oh my gosh, I can never imagine something like that for us, you know. Well,
and I remember our first little house that was, you know, 900 square feet. And we were like, man, if we could buy this house, we would be happy forever.
Oh my gosh, I was so excited about that. And there's nothing wrong with that. I still have really fond memories
of
that time of our lives and you know, being able to accomplish a goal of owning a home so young and, you know, a safe place for our kids and things like that.
But. Right, but my point was, it just seemed like we were all, so you get that house that was like, man, that was a huge dream. And it doesn't take too long before that thing that, because society said, hey, you should own a house. And then society says, well, you should own a bigger house.
Yeah.
And again, not that we live some sort of extravagant
life. Well, we kind of outgrew
it. You know, yes, we did. Having a bunch of children helps to make you outgrow that.
It does.
But it just seems like no matter what, again, if you're letting society dictate your success, society will always have something that you haven't attained yet.
Right.
So whether it's a house, a certain car, you know, a level of fame, it doesn't matter. Society will always have something that says you're not good enough,
mm-hmm.
and have you go to the next thing because that's just who we are as humans.
Right.
So if you define it yourself, you don't have to worry about what society is telling you, and it'll help you live a more manageable, extraordinary life.
Yes. And not that you shouldn't have goals, because that's not what we're saying at all. You know, the next thing in life is always something that forever and ever people are just going to look to and point to and go, if, you know, whenever I get to that or that next thing or that next thing, you know, it's just a natural progression of life. But, you know, to feel the pressure where, you know, it keeps you and you put limits on yourself and the things that you're going to do and dream and accomplish, because you feel like this is the next thing that you have to do and not what you want to do for your life, even if it looks different than other people around you.
Yep.
You know, that's something that should be evaluated before you just do what the next person does, you know.
So moral of today's podcast is, if you want to live an extraordinary life, and I have to imagine that if you are listening to this or watching this, that is what you want for your life. You want to live outside of normal. You cannot worry about what other people think. Define your own reality and take some risks.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, honestly, who cares what they
think? And that they is everyone other than you.
Hopefully you're consulting your family and you know, the people that are going to live that life with you.
But yes, so who cares what they think? Tell them to mind their own business, and you go about the business of having the best life you can possibly have.
Yes. Yeah.
So we love you guys. We hope that you guys got some value out of this today. And if nothing else, I just hope that you you've made the decision to do something extraordinary in your life. Don't live normal. And man, share this with some other people, even if they are the ones that are judging you.
The grumpy people.
Send this to the grumpy people and say, stop judging me. You live your own extraordinary life.
Just tell them not to listen to the end.
Yes. So anyway, we love you guys. We will catch up with you next week. Thank you so much for being on this journey with us.